autistic people all the time. It's just the way it is.
We'll buy you a cab. I got a raise at the university, you know, 34 cents an hour.
Yes?
Gracie, I'm gonna run the meeting a little differently today. I think that when we get to the park, I want you to gather all the women, and I'll gather all the guys, and we'll go to the bleacher. 48 is interesting, because when you add the 4 and the 8 together, you get 12. And then if you flip the 4 and 8 around, you get 84, and then subtract the 48, you get 36, all of which are exact multiples of the 12. And 36 is interesting, because when you add the 3 and the 6 together, you get 9, and if you flip it around, you get 63, and then this minus 36, this is 27, all of which are exact multiples of the 9. But now 144, if you
add
the
1... Why do I gather all the women?
I want everybody to practice telling personal stories, and I think that people would be less shy without the opposite sex around, you think?
I can tell them about my raise.
Bad idea. Your raise is incredibly boring.
As a story, it lacks dramatic tension and narrative drive.
You won't hear it. You're not a girl.
I am, and I'm already bored.
Hey, somebody new signed up. Isabel Sorensen. Hey, Gracie, maybe it'd be nice if you let her start. That way everybody can get to know her. Yeah. To start a story somewhere near the beginning. I grew up in a nice house. By the time I was 2 years old, my parents basically got the drill. I wasn't exactly what they were looking for in a child. I wasn't normal.
Quick, what's 5,589 times 3,972 divided by 17?
1,305,853.411, etc.
See, I told you.
You know, when McDonald's says 13 billion served, it's not that much. Only 43 visits per person per year, which is once every 8.49 days.
It turns out you can't control people. Or even predict them. The numbers are different. As I used to say, you can count on them. People with Asperger's want contact with other people very much. We're just pathetically clueless at it, that's all.
When I was 14... He's smiling! He's smiling! And see this? This is a friendly gesture. See? Show me yours. Come on.
You know, Amanda spends 2 hours a day eating breakfast. So when you think about it, that's 2,628,000 seconds a year eating breakfast. Which only leaves them 28,908,000 seconds a year not to eat breakfast. You know how I don't have to do numbers all the time? I can control myself.
Don't stop. Don't ever stop. I love it.
That's good, because I can't.